The basic tenet of revenge was simple. Niccolò Machiavelli, author of The Prince, had the right of it. If an injury has to be done to a man, it should be so severe that his vengeance need not be feared. In other words, crush or be crushed. Revenge was much like chess, a game of positioning and strategy, a game of patience, a game of power, a game I intended to win. Poppy Landers was going down.
Why? Right. Why are pirates called pirates? Dunno. Why are pirates called pirates? Because they are!
Pip looked smug as Tom forced a loud belly laugh, suppressing the groan I could see hiding behind his eyes. Cameron leaned round his husband's back to talk to me.
Were they all like that?
He muttered. That was the best one. 2 solid hours, Cam. 2 solid hours.
So, there was this infant, floppy and blue. No sign of life. Mother lying dead. Sorry, Bindu, my heart.
Bindu buried her face in her grandmother's chest, feeling all weepy, not because of her mother. Death was a concept she couldn't quite fathom, and she didn't miss her mother, for she had never known her, but because her grandmother's voice shook dangerously.
It was a bright, well-dressed morning in early May, and the Swifts were in the middle of a funeral. The house looked very fine. The lawns had been swept clean of leaves, the hedge maze had been trimmed, and the statues had been scrubbed behind the ears. The family had spent the morning practicing their eulogies in front of a mirror, and now they walked in slow procession through the cemetery, faces professionally grim. According to Arch-Aunt Schadenfreude, a funeral ought to look like a wedding upside down. The Swifts had done their best to honour her wishes.